Hi, Photog Boo.
I don't know how long it's been since I've done one of these. I actually did one, and then I had to delete it because somebody, a stranger, interrupted me. Really made me mad. Anyway, who cares about that? I can interrupt my own self. I don't need strangers to do it for me. Not only that, I can completely bore the socks off you without having strange interruptions from people. Well, I took my camera, and my father-in-law and I, he took his camera, and we went out into the Opal Creek Wilderness area, drove for a long time to get to it, but you can look it up. It's east of Salem, Oregon, which is an area I hadn't been to in a while. And Opal Creek Wilderness area, wow, the North Fork of San Yam River has some beautiful creeks, just tons of little unnamed creeks running into it on different trails. And we went on a day where it just finished raining and it was still overcast. And so even though I didn't have any ND filters, all I had to do was slap on a polarizer and I was able to get some nice long exposures. It was really nice. So we had fun doing that. Some of the pictures from that are, I think I've only got 4 pictures of from that yet up on flickr.com/photo/iblogscott. You can see a couple of those, and I still have more. You know, the thing about being a newbie photographer is when you're at the bottom of the barrel in your skill level, you're very inconsistent. You'll take some shots that you really like, and then you'll take a bunch that are pretty much unusable. They're just not even worth putting online, or having on your hard drive for that matter. And that's me. I take a lot of shots, and I get a couple good ones, maybe. You know, good being relative, good for me, right? Not something that a serious photographer would put on their portfolio, but for me, they're good. So, you know, it's fun. But just the whole aspect of just going out there with somebody else that had a camera and being able to take our time, stand in the river with our tripods and compose shots and talk about what we're doing and just have fun. I mean, just hang out together, basically. We did a lot more hiking near the end than we were doing picture taking, but, you know, then when we got to the last creek that we took pictures of, we spent probably at least half an hour standing in that creek just taking pictures. And, sorry, I'm following the slowest person on the planet Earth. And it was fun. So, you know, it's kind of like the feeling of a photo walk, except that it was with, you know, somebody that I know very well, somebody that I really, really like. And so there was none of the weirdness of meeting people for the first time and going out on a photo walk with them. I tend to need to know people for a while before I really open up with them, so I know that if I went on a photo walk, that's exactly what it would be like. But it would still be fun. And, you know, it put in my head the idea that photo walks are probably a good idea and I should really do one. And, but I encourage you, you know, find somebody else that's into photography. The nice thing, too, is we both shoot with Nikon equipment. We both have, you know, fairly similar cameras, so we can exchange gear and all that. And, I don't know, it was just a lot of fun. I encourage you to find somebody to go take pictures with, somebody that you enjoy hanging out with and that you, you know, want to spend a few hours with, and go have some fun. So there you go. What else? One of the things that I continue to really need to work on is my exposures. I still misexpose, if you want to put it that way. I still make exposure errors a lot of times when I'm taking pictures. And, you know, I've tried both letting the camera do the metering, you know, just automatically with, like, matrix metering, pointing it at the scene and letting it figure it out, or use spot metering and decide where I'm going to meter off of. And I still get inconsistent results, so that's something I need to work on. I also need to work on Photoshopping. I see a lot of stuff that people do in Photoshop with curves and stuff like that to, and I can do that in Aperture 3 to, you know, adjust the exposure across the picture. And then, finally, I need to learn to understand the histogram. When I'm taking pictures, I need to be able to look at that histogram and have it tell me what's going on in my scene. So those are things I need to work on, and I will. iPhotog Boo. There you go.